Randall.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that.
Now, back to our show.
On the news. Late edition.
Handle on the news.
And now, here's...
Oh, geez. What do you...
Just for consistency's sake, I'm eating a turkey sandwich right now. And it's 8:30, and I've spilled mayonnaise all over
here. You just mean the sandwich, right? I mean, to be really consistent, you would have had ham and cheese on the baguette.
Uh-huh. But I am eating it on the air.
Well, you are taking bites literally with your microphone on. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody appreciates
Handle
that.
Handle texted me, and he was like, hey, can you at least eat a sandwich on the air? And I said, sure, buddy. I got you.
I got you. Well, that's very giving of you.
I'm a giver.
You're a better person than I, because I just won't eat. At the top, so I guess it is the top of the hour coming up. We're going to talk about how in Orange County, they're talking about vaccine passports. It's not exactly a vaccine passport, but a bunch of people in Orange County have been protesting, saying you are not going to brand us and force us to use vaccine passports. Also, what you're watching Wednesday coming up at 9:30, we'll talk about a handful of TV and movie news that's going on around Hollywood.
But now, Handle on the News Late Edition starts off lead story.
House Republicans have decided that Liz Cheney should not be in leadership. They, in a quick 20-minute closed-door meeting, voted out with a voice vote Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming, from her number three spot there in the House.
It just shows
the Republicans in the House
the power that the former president continues to have there in Washington.
She was the highest ranking Republican woman, and she has refused to stop going after Donald Trump, signaled that she intended to use this overthrow now to try to point the party away from the former president.
The party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president.
There is also a push. At least 100 Republicans have signed on to a letter, governors, ambassadors, former chairs of the Republican Party, who have said unless Republicans break from Donald Trump, those 100 Republicans will be the beginning of a third party.
Yeah, there's a real identity crisis going on in the Republican Party right now. They've got to get it together.
Weren't we saying the same thing about Democrats 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
It's all cyclical.
Man, we have a lot of money in California, according to Governor Newsom.
Up in the morning and out to school.
So remember yesterday we were talking about him introducing $600 for Californians making $75,000 or
less.
Yeah,
we found out that we have a $75 billion surplus, so he immediately announced a $100 billion plan.
So that was yesterday. Today, California's K through 12 schools get $6.6 billion in state aid, along with the $15.2 from the American Rescue Plan Act.
He's like an athlete at Magic City. I mean, he is just making it rain all over the place.
Yeah, there's no more turgid state than a governor who finds a multi-billion dollar surplus.
Your 50-cent words today are just out of this world. Well done, sir. Thank you. Well done.
Funny, though, the timing.
Why?
Because of the recall.
Mm. Oh.
He just found it? He didn't know that was in his wallet?
That's a good point. Hey, where'd this hundy come from?
I mean, I know if $2 are missing. He didn't know billions are in there?
$75 billion.
Well, we've got some inflation problems. They're calling it a worrisome bout of inflation that struck the economy last month. Consumer prices surging 0.8% year-over-year increase, reaching its fastest rate since, 2008. They said that this has unsettled financial markets, and there are concerns that we could have a weakened economic recovery from the pandemic because of it.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you print trillions and trillions of dollars and inflation is going to go up? No.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. It's the same guy who signed up for the buy it now, pay it later thing.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess. Are we going to have an Olympics this summer or not? The government. Government?
You're still that guy.
The government. The government of Japan says they are still fully on board for the Olympics, scheduled to start, I believe, July 23rd. As of today, only 1% of Japan has been fully vaccinated. They say they have millions of doses of vaccine sitting in freezers unused, but they're trying to figure out how are they going to pull this thing off in Japan without there being a surge in coronavirus. I'll tell you how you're going to do it. Exactly the way you have it planned. Everybody who's going to the Olympics, all the athletes, coaches, trainers, staff, etc., must be vaccinated. That's been a rule and will continue to be a rule. And the only people allowed into the venues are people in Japan who have been vaccinated or who have proven that they have COVID, they're COVID negative. That's the recipe for a safe Olympic Games.
That's how we've done everything else.
Yeah. I'm not Japanese. I know that might surprise you. I also don't live in Japan. Again, might be eye-opening for you. But it seems like this is one of those people being worried for the wrong things, worried about the wrong things here.
All right. There was a mom missing in Texas, and now a car has been found with a body inside in a pond, and it matches the description of the car that she was last seen in.
Uh-oh.
So this mom's 40 years old. She's last seen leaving a friend's house in southwest Houston about 2:30 in the morning. She apparently texts this friend and said, "I'm about 5 minutes from home." Earlier in the evening, she had gone to some relative's house. She had dropped off her kids back at her house and then went to this other friend's house until the wee hours of the morning. And here, I don't know. Do you guys know more on this story? Is there a husband involved or a boyfriend?
They said that the car was found a location that was consistent with the vehicle striking the curb and entering the body of water at the end of the road. So, I don't know what the signs of trauma on her body are. If it's just drowning or if there are signs of foul play, we don't know. We also don't know what her romantic situation was. We don't know what her custody arrangement was in terms of was there a custody fight? Was there an acrimonious relationship in the past? We don't know.
And it could be the other A plus B equals C for me is if she really did text a friend that she was 5 minutes from home. That could have been 5 minutes where she got into that accident.
Oh,
if she's
texting,
and I don't know.
Ugh. All right. When we come back, Seattle school is in trouble for putting a kid in a cage.
Sometimes kids got to be put in cages. I was put in a cage as a child. They don't have those anymore, I don't think. But do you remember what I'm talking about?
Now I remember.
You know, they're like play pens, but they, you know, you can't get out of them.
Yeah, when you put a piece of plywood and a 50-pound weight on it, yeah. Kids can't get out.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Sitting in for Bill Handel today. He's out with that back injury. CHP says a Tesla driver was arrested after an officer saw him in the back seat as the car drove up there in the Bay Area. 25-year-old Param Sharma arrested for alleged reckless driving and disobeying an officer. Arrest followed 911 calls on Monday reporting a person in the back seat of a Tesla Model 3 with no one at the driver's seat while the vehicle was traveling down I-80.
Take the car away. I think that would
take
be
take the car away.
Take the car away. That would be a good punishment. You have abused your ability to drive in a car that is advanced enough that you don't need to drive the car. You don't get to drive that car anymore.
That's not how the law works.
Well, Dad. Shush. Okay, lawyer.
I was going to say that's like a 16-year-old punishment.
Totally. All right, we continue with Handel on the News Late Edition. There is a school up in Seattle in trouble for putting a kid in a cage.
I'm going to say this. It's important we point out that the word cage is in quotes in the headline. Because Jacqueline Flaherty, a kindergarten teacher there at View Ridge Elementary School, it's over in the Sandpoint area, you know, that little park is, got a couple of softball fields.
Sure.
She said she was disturbed to see the treatment of this 8-year-old student, then 8 years old, in a fenced-in space outdoors. She said it was like a cage. The school district says that the investigators put him in this space.
It's called a calming area.
Yes. Calming. Because he was unruly and had a tendency to curse at staff members. An attorney for the family said the boy is entitled to an education, even though he might have a complex educational picture.
I feel like we need eyes on this alleged cage.
Yes.
Calming area.
I tried to find a satellite picture of the school. I mean, you could find a satellite picture, but there's no real way to determine which is the calming area and which is the playground.
We should have a calming area around here.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I could use some time in the calming area.
Go in that office and we just close the door.
Oh, well, we could
do
that.
And you light candles, even though you're not supposed to. Sorry. There is a teacher's aide in Texas who's in trouble for getting it on with the students.
She's 24.
She didn't know this was wrong,
Gary. I'm sorry? Excuse me?
She didn't know. You don't buy that?
Ashlyn Faye Bell, formerly sentenced this week, she pleaded guilty to multiple sex crimes, admitted to two charges of improper relationship between educator and student involving two different 17-year-old boys, and two counts of sexual assault of a child involving a 16-year-old boy.
Wow. So three boys.
She would arrange out-of-school meetups with these boys, often with her young daughter in the back seat.
Oh.
She'd offer to take them to her home for the sex romps.
But you guys, she says she didn't know that her sex romps with the students were illegal.
Guys, would the media call these sex romps if the roles were reversed, if this was a male teacher banging around with underage girls? Probably
no,
not.
No.
But when it's a woman, suddenly it's a sex romp.
Well, I'm sorry. Genders get treated differently? Is that what you're saying?
It's a double standard, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Ghislaine Maxwell, your trial will start after Thanksgiving.
It's about time, because I'm tired of her bitching about everything behind bars.
She had to wear socks on her hands.
But now she's going to have to wait till after Thanksgiving.
What do you think the chances are that she gets suicided in jail?
Mm. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
It's possible.
She, of course, is the, I think, Shannon, you called her honeypot?
Yep.
Yes.
Of Jeffrey Epstein. She's accused of grooming all these girls for his sex trafficking. Ugh. She's facing 80 years behind bars.
Monster.